Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known.
But why you want to talk about the Color Rush, do you?
I do. I'm interested.
You're interested in Color Rush, and so for the first show, we'll talk about the Color Rush and
the roster
and things like that. So, all right, sounds good. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, we are back.
It's been a while.
Season number 3 of our show, or your show. I'm just a sidekick here.
Oh, no, it's our show.
I'm excited. I've missed being on. We're not far from training camp. That's going to start this coming Thursday.
5 days.
5 days away. Now, you know what? We're going to miss the first day of training camp. We're going to be on vacation.
We went the past 2 years.
2 or 3 years,
yeah.
We've went. And,
first Thursday.
Yeah, a lot of new people on the Bears, but we're going to hit it hard the week after, so that's gonna be fun. But the season itself, not far away. I'm not sure how many days it is.
I saw something a couple days ago. It was 50 days to the NFL regular season starts.
50 days to the NFL season. So hey, then
I can't wait.
I can't either. I just drank the Kool-Aid today, and I'm feeling really, really good about this season.
I have to admit, I've sipped in the Kool-Aid a little. I haven't drunk a whole bunch, but I've sipped on it a little.
I think a lot of the friends of the podcast, they've actually posted a lot of things on different Bear sites, and a lot of people are very optimistic on this season coming up here. Any thoughts about the off season so far? NFL, Bears, anything on your mind?
Real quick, what's your gut feeling for the season?
Gut feeling? You know my gut feeling always.
Do you feel confident? Do you feel nervous? Just you.
I'm never nervous about the Bears. I mean, unless it's a playoff game against the Packers, then I'm going to get kind of nervous on it. I feel really good, and this season I think I feel better than in a long time about our defense, which we'll get into a little bit later in this week's podcast.
Now, today we just saw they dropped veteran Omar Bolden, that we signed him to an $800,000 deal. Wasn't really shocking. He might have played a little.
He did well. He got $80,000.
Yeah.
To show up and do a mini camp, what is that, or OTAs?
Yeah, organized team activities.
So he got $80,000 to do that. So hey, I'd have done that. I might even have taken a hit from Pernell McVee for that. How about you?
I would have too. $80,000. Yeah. I'll take it for just doing, because the organized team activities are not even in pads; they're in shorts.
Right. Now we did have a big retirement announcement that he retired as a Bear today. Or was it yesterday?
He signed it today.
So the
Peanut Punch.
The Peanut Punch, Charles Tillman, one of our favorites, is gone.
A legendary Bear died. Buddy Ryan.
Buddy Ryan passed also. So what else happened in the off season here? Did we talk about getting a new offensive coordinator in the last show?
Yeah, we did.
We did talk about that, so that's happened.
Our last show, we talked a lot about the draft and the free agents we signed.
Right. So there is always news. There's one thing about the NFL, it is year-round news, but really you can only talk so much.
Yeah.
We took a break, and I'm sure you guys are glad that we took a break on you guys, too. But don't forget, now, the podcast, third season, and over how many downloads? And now I didn't look it up exactly. I think it's like 20 or 30 countries, and we're at 50,000 downloads, and that is so great. Friends of the podcast.
I think about 60, because our first season we had about 10.
Oh yeah, about 60.
Because our first season we had about 10 or 11, and the second we got like 50. It was incredible. Thank you guys so much.
It's really incredible from a bedroom at studio, well, we call it Studio 34, thanks to Richard, but our studio here in the bunker, we are broadcasting as usual. We got a lot of plans. We've talked about some things, some giveaways, a few gifts. That's going to come up when the season goes along here.
We need to get a sign that says Studio 34 and put it right here.
We do. And I'm trying to get K-Man to do us a Facebook Live podcast where you guys can join in and maybe ask questions. We can watch. Yeah. We can answer questions as we're doing it. Maybe give them a little encouragement and tell them that that's something we should probably definitely do. I'm all for it.
If
you know?
We do it, it'd be like a Q&A about the Bears or something.
Yeah, Q&A on a Facebook Live, and that would be fun. We'd have to figure out a good night to do it, probably a Saturday night or a Sunday or something like that. You know, friends like the podcast that are over in England, Scotland, which we have. One, Julian Blair, comes up to my mind.
Fantasy League.
Yeah, he's in our Fantasy League with us, and I think we might even do that again this year also.
We might have expanded to 10 teams, because I know we did 8, and it filled up pretty quick.
It filled up really good. So I think on this show, Cayman, you wanted to go ahead and do a quick overview of what the roster is currently looking like.
A lot of new faces.
There is a lot of new faces and some faces that are exciting, draft picks that are exciting. So I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we're going to start with, you got to start with the offense and with the face of the franchise, which you would debate, but I don't. The quarterbacks, we've got, first of all, we got a couple of guys. We re-signed Brian Hoyer. What do you think about that signing? We didn't re-sign. We signed him as a free agent.
I really like that because Jay, he does sometimes get hurt. He's a tough player, but every player gets hurt. And if he ever does get hurt, Hoyer can come in and be a good backup. Like, he can come in and win us a game and not make any mistakes. He did pretty good with the Browns.
Yeah, and David Fales, you know, a lot of people have some good feelings about him. We've watched him when he was played out in California.
Yeah.
And the Bears, they won't give up on him. And the new guy, everybody seems to think they stole this guy.
Connor Shaw.
Now, who is he from?
He was from the Browns, and he's from North Carolina. He started 2 games. He was 0-2. And he didn't do very good because he had nobody to throw to with that awful Browns roster. That's another team, but it's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we put him on the practice squad and we let him develop, let him pick the brain of Jay and Brian and maybe even David. He's been in the league a couple years. I think he can learn some stuff and maybe be at the very least a backup QB.
Who was the team? But the Bears found out there was a team that was going to pick him up off the waivers, and they really jumped in just to grab him. And it was strange. It wasn't a division team. It was a team, you know, in the same conference. I just don't remember who it was.
I don't remember either.
But that was what everybody said was the main reasons why they got him. Okay, so that's our quarterbacks. Everybody knows Jay's number one. Brian would probably be number two. I don't know. You could see Fales could possibly even move up to that, but it's unquestioned who number one is.
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if Fales got cut either because he was from the previous. I would not be shocked with Pace.
You know, the nice thing about Pace and Fox, they're not afraid.
They're not afraid to make moves.
Make moves, get rid of somebody, that's fine, and I like it.
Fox went to discipline locker room that follows him and likes him. But look what happened this offseason. Marty Bennett, gone.
Yeah, he's history, and I think this year, the second year, Fox is well-known.
Yep, very.
To have a big jump in wins.
NFC Championship 1 year, and one time they went, I think it was with the Broncos, they went to the Super Bowl, so.
You know what that says to me? Championship. Yep, sure does. Okay, the running back situation actually is not too shabby.
Got surplus.
Unfortunately, you know, we love Matt Forte, but, you know, as time goes on, you got to go.
He's
you got to go
favorites.
as a regular, you know, that's just what it is. You know, when you hit over 30, you're going to go.
Yeah,
most cases.
The Jets are the Bears of the East. They have Marshall and Forte.
Yeah. So we still got Jeremy Langford. Any feelings on him right now or just
he'll probably be the projected starter. One stat I wasn't a big fan of about Langford. He had one of the lowest yards after contact in the league, which I hope he improves on. I hope he got a little bit stronger and improves on that.
You know, that surprises me a little bit. Now, Jaquizz Roger, he was a big free agent signing last year, but the injury
killed him.
And would you say he's going to still be a team? You think he's going to be in a bubble? You think he's a special teamer? What do you think?
I think he's in the bubble if he can contribute with his pass-catching skills because he's very fast. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple games he's burned us versus the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. And I think if he can do that in training camp and show Fox he can contribute, I think he'll do well.
Well, Kadeem Carey, he really had some nice breakout runs last season, and I felt pretty good about him when the season started. A lot of people thought he was on the bubble, but
yeah.
What's your opinion on him?
I'm a fan of him, but the Bears are not going to keep five running backs in their roster. It's not going to happen. So I think if anybody does get cut, it's either going to be Rodgers or Carey.
I honestly see Rodgers leaving before Carey, but
I'm not sure
which guy would be in the special teams more.
Yeah.
Now, everybody says the Bears had a wonderful pick with this rookie guy.
Jordan Howard, he's from IU. I'm a big IU fan. I don't watch much of their football, but the games I did watch, he dominated. I love this pick. I think it was in the fifth round. It's an absolute steal, and everybody else says that too.
But didn't he come out of a college that they dropped the program? Who was that again?
Was it Tulsa?
I'm not sure, but he dropped out of
it was a college like that.
He had to move to Indiana because the school dropped the football program. So he definitely, I guess he's a heck of a runner. We'll just see.
He can deal with adversity too.
And then you got Snorris Perry, which is just he's a special team.
Yeah, he's a special.
Yeah, he's good. He's not bad.
I don't know if have you ever seen him take a carry?
I think in preseason.
Yeah.
That's about it. Wide receivers, a lot of names on there, but a couple names that stick out. We know Alshon now. He didn't sign an extension. He's going to be playing on the franchise tag this year. You think that's going to affect anything about his attitude or his play?
Well, I think since he knows it's going to be a contract year, basically, he's going to come with a great attitude. And I saw he's been working a lot in preventing soft tissue injuries because that's what's been hurting him the most, hamstrings and all that. So he's been working on that, and I think his attitude will be better. I think he'll stay healthy almost this whole season.
Well, that'd be good because he's really never stayed healthy almost a complete season on him.
He has so much talent, too. If this does work out for him, he's going to sign a big deal.
And it's almost like we have another rookie number one pick playing for the first time this year. Well, we do, Kevin White.
I'm excited about him. Now, I think he'll have a slow start to the season. I know he's been studying the playbook for a year just off the bench, but I think adjusting to the NFL from college, it's a big jump. I think he'll have a slow. I think after the bye, he'll start heating up.
Really? I think he's going to start off strong.
You think so?
I do. Now, there's a rookie that you're really excited about. You read about him a little bit, and what do you think of him?
Daniel Braverman from Western Kentucky. I think he can almost be
Was it Western Kentucky, or I thought it was West Virginia?
It was Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky, okay.
I think he can be almost like a Wes Walker type of us. He's a slot receiver. He's not going to kick outside. He's tough as nails. He'll take hits any day of the week. He'll go over the middle, and if Jay makes a bad pass, he'll catch it and take the hit. He's not afraid. He's a team player. I really like him.
Do you think one of the keys this year would be nice if Eddie Royal could stay healthy? We were really kind of excited because him and Jay were rookies together, I believe, and we thought he'd be a big contributor last year, but it didn't quite work out that way.
He compliments Jeffrey so well. Royal, he's a great route runner, while Jeffrey, he's not the best. He can run deep routes and do some routes, but Royal compliments him so well. If he does stay healthy, he'll have a big season.
Mark Mariani's back, obviously, you know. He is a special teamer. I think he's a bubble man this year. I really do.
I think so, too, because he played wide receiver last year because we had so many injuries.
And what about this guy? You can almost call him Mr. Injuries, Marquise Wilson.
I think he's getting cut 100%. I really do.
You do?
I really think he is. He's been hurt so many. He's Mr. August. You always hear about how good he's doing and he gets hurt.
Wasn't he just hurt?
Yeah.
He hurt his foot or something. He broke a bone or something. Is that going to affect the start of the year for him at all?
I don't think so. But I don't think I think he'll get cut. I really do.
You know, rounding out some of the wide receivers, Cameron Meredith, he had a few flashes last year. I'm not really sure on this Darren Peterson, Deontay Thompson, Kieran Duncan.
A good amount of undrafted free agents.
Josh Bellamy, I don't know. Every time I think of him, I think a ball's going through his hands and getting intercepted.
Yeah.
But he has made a few plays in his days with the Bears.
Most of these undrafted free agents, they're going to get cut.
Yeah, they are. They're not. It's just what it is. Now, the tight end, big changes again this year. A lot of new faces. Really, Zach Miller and Kyrie Lee were the two main ones from last year, right?
Yeah, if you're in a fantasy league and you like doing fantasy football, I think a sleeper is Zach Miller. I think he's going to have a huge year. Jay, when he has a good tight end, he throws to him a lot. And Zach Miller, I think he's going to do amazing.
I think he's going to have a good year. Now, and they signed Tony Moiaki, who was, I think, a chief, Kansas City Chiefs. So, some other, you know, veteran backups there. Rob Housler, they signed.
Cardinals.
Was he more of a blocking tight end? Or
he had potential coming out as a pass catching. He just never developed, so they used him more as a blocker.
He might develop with the Bears.
Yeah, he might.
What about that guy? You're really high on a lot of these guys that are rookies. And was this guy undrafted?
Yeah, he was undrafted. Ben Bronnecker from Harvard. Very smart.
Big, isn't he?
Yeah, very big. I watched a YouTube video from the Bears. He started playing sports because he saw the genes, and he had the right genes to start playing, and he just started doing good at Harvard. He put in the work, and I think he can develop behind Miller and actually do something.
You know, the other guys that are on the tight end roster, they're probably just guys. You know, this guy by the name of Greg Scruggs. Now, he was a free agent signing, right?
Yeah. Now, if I had to guess, I'm saying we're taking Miller, Housler, and Moiaki out of training camp, and I think we put Bronnecker on the practice squad.
Oh, you do?
That's what I think.
Well, okay. So, a lot of changes, a lot of new names. This is going to be, you're going to have to learn with us as friends of the podcast of what kind of names we got to remember and who's going to show up for us. For instance, the offensive line. Now, we can go through.
Total competition.
It is a total. Well, okay, you can count on Kyle Long.
Guaranteed.
I think also Grasu is going to have his center position back. Go ahead.
Because I know I heard he gained about 15 pounds of muscle, and that's one thing he struggled with. He struggled with muscles, and he got pushed around a lot. I think if he does that, he's a very intelligent football player. I think he can develop into a good center.
Now, that other free agent signing was Bobby Massey.
He's a tackle. He'll probably play right tackle next to Kyle Long, who'll play right guard. And he's pretty good. He's not the best run blocker. And a thing I'm concerned about the offensive line is at left tackle, Charles Leno. I'm concerned.
Well, they have a lot of faith in Charles Leno Jr. And I think, there's competition, but I think he's going to come out on top on that, in that position.
He probably will, but I'm just not. It's not one of the positions I'm confident in.
What can you tell me about that other free agent signing? His name's Ted Larson.
He's one of those guys that can play any position offensive line. Most NFL teams only have 7 offensive linemen active on the game day. Uh-huh. And he's one of those guys that can come in and play any position. He's a good guy to have on the bench.
There's a lot of names here that we won't know. We won't even know during the season. But this is a name we'll know. It's another rookie. And everybody thinks that was one of the biggest steal of the draft for us. His name is Cody Whitehair. And they say that dude's got a mean streak in him.
Oh, he does. He played left tackle. He played tackles in college. But with his size, he'll kick into the inside for the NFL as a guard.
Hey, that's all our offensive, like, position areas, tight end, offensive line, quarterback, running backs, wide receivers. If you were to say of all those different areas of the offense, which one scares you the most?
Like in a good way or a bad way?
Oh, bad way. Bad way. Which one do you think is the one that's the most worrisome for us this season?
Offensive line, just because of chemistry, I really think. Because offensive line, you almost have to have chemistry with all the calls and stuff, and I think that.
I tend to agree with you, and tight end kind of concerns me just a tad bit. There's not much there.
It all depends on Miller. If he has a great season, I think he'll do good. Based on right now, where do you think this offense will be ranked in NFL, 1 through 32?
This is just a bold early prediction before training camp. I'm going to put them at about 15.
I'm saying 12.
12, very good. My first instinct when you asked me that was to say top 10. I held back. I'll say that for later shows on here. You know, one thing with Caveman, when we first started this show, we were just doing it on one way to pick it up, one way to listen to it. Since then, how many different ways are there now?
There's probably a good 8 ways. That's just the number I pulled up, but there's a lot of ways.
What are they again?
Podomatic,
mm-hmm.
iTunes, 5-star review,
mm-hmm.
Podbean, TuneIn Radio,
yeah.
Stitcher.
Yeah. There's some others, too.
There's some others. Basically, if there's a podcast service you use, it's most likely on there.
It's most likely. And don't forget that we are on Twitter at what is it? The Bears at the Bears Beat Pod. At the Bears Beat Pod.
Yeah, and
at Caveman Bailey.
Yeah.
And at the Bears.
The Baileys.
At the Baileys. And also ChicagoBearsBeat at gmail.com. Lots of ways to keep in contact. We'd really like to touch base with as many friends of the podcast this season as possible.
If you have a question, email us.
Email us. We'll talk about it. It's something you want us to quit talking about. We'll quit talking about it, possibly.
Maybe during the season we'll have a question of the week and we'll give a little segment about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did that a couple of times last year. All right, let's do this. Now we're going into the defense. Let's
a lot of new additions.
The defense, I feel good, really good. Even another big steal that the Bears got on defensive line this year. We'll get into some of you guys' familiar names in a minute, but that Jonathan Bullard.
His nickname's Bear, so it's a perfect fit.
Yeah.
And he's a defensive tackle, defensive end. He's a 3-4 defensive tackle, and I'm really excited about him. I think he can rush the passer and also stop the run. And a lot of people say if he stayed another year in college, he could have been a first-rounder.
Why did he fall? Did he say there was a reason he fell in the draft?
His college production wasn't the best, but he has so much talent there.
He's a bull rusher, too, isn't he? Yeah, big time.
He'll pancake you.
Now, obviously, defensive line, we've had some... Oh, you know what? Mitch Unrein. We should bring him up because... And his wife's going to be shooting, the skeet in the upcoming Summer Olympics there. Just stay out of the water. Please, don't go swimming.
Well, is Mitch heading down to Brazil?
Because he said that, I heard him talk, and he said, it depends what the coach is. He's going to be in training camp at the time, and it just depends.
If you were a coach, what would you let him, or would you make him stay?
I think if we could set up a flight where he could only miss a day or two on the trip, I would tend to let him go, because this is a once every 4-year thing. It's not like opening your new steakhouse.
Yeah.
It's a little different than that. And then they can be right up front about it. John Fox would say, yes, I said he could go. And, you remember that whole ordeal. With Trestman.
I don't even want to
No one told the truth about anything.
I don't want to mention that.
Although we love Lance, but Lance, there was a little issues there, I think.
Still like him.
I think he caused a few issues in that whole team with Trestman. But that's neither here nor there.
I would let him go for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think I would, too. But now, they also had a free agent signing in Marquise Jackson.
He's Malik Jackson's brother, and he hasn't done much around the league. He's bounced around some.
John Fox likes him.
He likes him. I think he'll be a bench player. He'll come in, make a couple plays. That's what I think.
Yeah. And then we've got, Eddie Goldman really stepped it up last year. And they're expecting big, big, big things from him this year.
If he jumps again this year, I really think he'd make the Pro Bowl. I'm excited about him this year.
Eagle Ferguson, he had some good spots last year. But again, injuries. Yeah. Injuries killed him on that. Just like Will Sutton. He had a few flashes, but he's another guy that... Not a draft pick of Ryan Pace.
I would not be shocked.
He better be knocking it out right now.
Now, I said this while we were talking before the show. How in the heck is Cornelius Washington still on the roster?
I don't know. That just makes, and there are high expectations, but he was drafted like the first year of Phil Emery.
7th round, then like a second offseason, he got a DUI. He still made the roster. I can't believe he's still on the roster.
It's kind of wild. Now, they did sign that Akeem Hicks, which I wasn't real familiar, but everybody seems to think that was a very, very good free agent pickup.
The Lions are going very hard after him. They were like, it was neck and neck between the Bears and Lions. But the thing that really got him, he was familiar with Pace already, because when he got drafted by the Saints, Pace was the player personnel guy below Mickey Loomis.
Yeah.
So he was familiar. He knew what Pace was like. He knew what the culture would be like. So that's really what brought him here. And
that reminds me, on that quarterback thing, that's who was going to pick up that Connor.
Lions?
The Saints.
Oh, the Saints?
The Saints were. So, yeah. Sorry to interrupt you there. Yeah. So we know
he's more of a run stopper, not a rusher.
He's a big guy, but I think we get some good things. But really, I think our strong point is this next group, the linebackers.
Oh, I really think if they get chemistry and perform at the highest level with people coming off the bench to pass rush, I think it could be very good.
We'll talk about our free agent signings there. A couple of great ones.
Danny Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman. Danny Trevathan, he's going to drop in the zone coverage a lot. He's more of a coverage linebacker. and Freeman, he's a run stopper. So they complement each other very well. I'm very happy they just didn't get two run stoppers and no coverage linebackers. Because you want your defense to be balanced. You don't all yes. want one thing, you know?
And, you know, Willie Young and Lamar Houston, big surprises from last year. Coming off injuries.
Nobody's expected.
Oh, no. I think this year it's going to be even better.
I'm very happy with how they responded going through the coaching change and the injuries. I'm very happy they came back and just performed.
I see Willie catching a lot of fish this year.
Oh, I do too.
He's going to reel them in all kinds of ways.
Now, our number one pick we traded up for, Leonard Floyd, he's going to be asked to pass rush. There's two things I want to say about him. I hope he does not put much weight on because he's a speed rusher. He's mm-hmm. like a Von Miller. He's not going to overpower you. Over under 8 sacks. What do you think?
Boy, that's tough. 8. That's a high.
If he gets 8, it'd be a fantastic
season. I'm going 10. I'm going Leonard's going to go for it. He's going to get 10. He's going to run some people over. We got Pernell McPhee back there. We've got Sam Acho. We got Willie Young. We got Lamar Houston. Leonard. How are they going to block all these guys?
I'm going over with 9 sacks, and here's my bold prediction of the offseason. I think he'll win Defensive Rookie of the Year.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. Now, I like the draft pick, Nick Kwiatkowski. I like the name. That's a bear name.
Like Bronco Niggers?
Yeah, I mean, that you Chicago Bear, Nick Kwiatkowski, right?
No, I really want him to sit the bench and just...
No,
and just pick the brains.
Disagree.
No. And pick the brains of Trevathan Freeman and all the veterans, because he's not ready. He's really not.
He needs to go. Well, he'll be doing some special teams and things like that. Yeah. I want him to go out there and be knocking some heads.
He's not going to.
I want him to be out there. John Timu, I mean, he's coming back. He came on a little bit later in the year. I really think the guy that's really got to worry about not being around is Christian Jones. Had all the physical attributes, just did not produce for the Bears.
I think he'll make it.
You do?
Now.
Again, I agree to disagree.
Our weakest defensive position, and I am, this is the thing I'm most nervous about by 100%.
On the team?
Yeah, for sure. Defensive backs. Mm-hmm. We didn't. I wish we addressed that a little bit more in the offseason. It's looking rough.
Well, Amos had a great season last year as a safety. I mean, for a guy no one expected.
Like 90 tackles, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, he had his fair share of errors, but the guy was a rookie. I liked him.
He's not guaranteed a spot, though. It's all about competition.
All about competition. You're correct there. Bryce Callahan, he had a pretty decent year last year.
Yeah, he was more of a nickel cornerback who came in and played. He did pretty good.
What about Fuller? You think? What do you think on him?
Now, he started off the season rough. Looking back on him the second half of the season, I looked at some of the film and stuff. He actually played pretty well the second half. He wasn't outstanding, but he wasn't awful. He was average. Mm-hmm. I really want him to jump, make the next step, and start producing turnovers. Mm-hmm. The Bears' defense last year did not produce any they didn't produce many turnovers. That's one thing we got to improve on.
Well, we hardly had any now, like Chris Brzezinski did last year.
He had the forced fumble against the Thanksgiving game.
Right. And, you know, we got rid of the former New York Giant there, Antoine Roll, which, good. He didn't do anything for the Bears.
I would like him on the roster still.
Nah. Yeah. He's gone. Tracy Porter, very good.
I like him, but I hope he can replicate the season he had last year because he's getting up there in age.
Well, he also missed some time because he was injured a long time there.
I'm not confident he can replicate that. I'm very nervous about cornerbacks.
Everybody thinks this DeAndre Houston Carson is going to be a great pickup as a rookie also.
I think he'll do pretty good, but if Porter gets hurt, I think he can step up and make some plays.
You know, it's all fluid. You know, these defensive backs, there's a bunch of names, and you wouldn't know, I don't know, and, you know, they're going to be special teamers. There's going to be a lot of different guys coming and going, I think, during training camp and during the season. Go ahead.
Talking about special teams, now, let's say Robbie, he missed a lot of field goals last year in critical moments. We should have won a couple more games than we should have, right?
I'm ready to get rid of Robbie. Now, I'm ready to try somebody else.
You think Pace would get rid of him if he comes out like the first 6 weeks of the season and performs subpar? You think he would get rid of him on that big deal?
I'd get rid of him now. I mean, we don't need him. We get some, kicker's a kicker. I mean, why spend $5 million on a kicker? I mean, got rid of everybody else. It's time for him to go too.
I would keep him.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're too sentimental when it comes to kickers. I'm not sentimental when it comes to kickers at all.
You're very sentimental.
Not when it comes to the kicker. I mean, he's kickers are a dime a dozen. Get him out there.
A good kicker can.
Well, I think, what's his name? Just signed with the, who is it? With the Ravens or whatever?
Franchise tag, Tucker.
Well, yeah.
You saw in the draft this year, the Lovie Smith took a kicker in the second round.
Lovie Smith?
Yeah. For the Bucks, Dirk Cutter.
Dirk, yeah.
I forgot he got fired.
Lovie Smith, yeah, he's on Illinois now, son. Yeah.
Dirk Cutter.
Yeah, Dirk. anything else NFL news-wise? Well, our buddy Tom Brady's going to spend his four games.
Smart on his part, so he doesn't miss any important games.
Yeah, any other... Well, he didn't have a choice in that, did he? On the his four games, he was suspended.
Well, yeah, but he was appealing.
Oh, okay. Then we also had... what's the guy that you said retired? You told me tonight. The...
Eugene Monroe. He's pretty good. Injuries hurt him.
Somebody got suspended again today.
Le'Veon Bell. He didn't fail the test. He missed it. So it doesn't mean he did drugs. It just means he missed it.
He missed the test there. So there's always... It's a fluid... It's definitely a fluid league. Things are happening every day. By the time you download this podcast tomorrow... There might be two cuts in the Bears and two signings. You just don't know. You'd have to do a podcast at least every day to stay 100% on top of it.
One thing I'm looking forward to this season, the Bears color rush jerseys.
What?
Oh, I can't wait. I hope they have an orange helmet too. Oh, it won't happen because the NFL has a one helmet policy, but I'm so excited for the color rush. The
color rush is against the Packers, so you think it'll be yellow and orange or green? Do we know already?
No, they haven't unveiled them yet. But since it's a Thursday night, I'm pretty sure almost every Thursday night it's going to be a color rush game.
So the Bears would be... What if they do all white?
I don't think they'll do that.
That's not a color.
The Cowboys did.
The Cowboys did? Yeah. Well, they're special. They get to wear white at home and everything else. I mean, it'd be different, you know.
if you can't watch the Bears on Thursday night football, like if it doesn't come in your area, Twitter is streaming it now.
That's cool.
They're streaming it in the NFL Network, so if you can't watch it, you can always
watch it
on
your
phone. No, yeah. It's free. Twitter is paying them to do it.
It's paying them to do it. That's great. So I think when we get back from vacation, we'll talk about scheduling. Oh, and we'll go to the training camp, and then we'll do the next one.
Our favorite thing about the training camp, though.
We'd love to see Waddle and Sylvie.
The
radio shows. The camp is fun. Last year, you met George McCaskey.
That was awesome.
Friend of the podcast, who's on the show. So we want to try to get a few guests, but we also want to just be in-depth talking about the roster of the games and things going on this year. Well, maybe, and I'd love to get a friend of the podcast just to come on with us. Just a normal listener to talk a little bit about the Bears. That'd be fun. Oh, yeah, that'd be exciting on some of the shows, but you got to keep it clean, right? What? Yes, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd
be fun. So I guess until next time, a lot of things going on. We want to tell you to do one thing. Download, share the podcast, tell your friends, and above all else, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. I'm not afraid. Thank you.